Blog Talk Radio.
What up, 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 what up? How's everybody out there doing today? It's hump day. Man, it's the middle of the week. You know what I'm saying? It's homecoming. It's homecoming week for them Red Raiders, man. And all I got to say is, man, we got to come with it. We got to come with it. You know what I'm saying? We just suffered a loss from the Baylor Bears. And things are not looking – well, things are looking good. I can't say things are not looking too good because things actually are looking good for the Red Raiders, man. The NCAA has came out and said how they made a mistake – about the illegal snap call that ended up – that was a key moment of the game this past Saturday down in Waco. And they've came out and said, you know, they messed up on the call. My bad. What does that mean when people say, "Oh, my bad," especially when it comes to sports and things like that? Because usually when you say "my bad," you know what I'm saying, and in real life and things, most people are like, you know, that I'm gonna make that up to you. I'm gonna get that on the back end. You know what I'm saying? My bad, I ate your McChicken. You know what I'm saying? Or my bad, I drunk your Coca-Cola in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? Or well, my bad. I didn't mean to kiss your girl. She kissed me. You know what I'm saying? But what does that mean in the football world? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. So can we make up this game? Can we do something about this? But nope. Just like how it was with the New Orleans Saints, man. Can't really make nothing up. Can't really make nothing up. And it's like try to make it back next year, you know what I'm saying? But that's hit the ghetto bell for them Red Raiders, man. It just unfortunately, man. Yes, I'm still talking about the illegal snap. Yes, I'm still talking about that, man. But did you guys actually know, man, the Red Raiders, they won the turnover battle too as well versus the Baylor Bears? And here's what Coach Matt, the head coach of Texas Tech, here's what Matt Wells had to say. He was like, "I told you, I said in here, didn't I? Why are you laughing, man? I said they're going to and could, and they'll come in bunches." He said, "Dang it, I think we still left one more out there. I thought we left two out there against Oklahoma State. We're going to continue to coach it and strain the ever living fear out of these players in terms of how to protect the ball and teams how to protect the ball." And one key aspect that the Iowa State Cyclones, who has beaten Texas Tech the last three times, stemming from 2016 to 2018, what they're saying now is like they're really concerned about the Texas Tech defense. You know what I'm saying? Because they're saying even though they're averaging up 444 yards, the Texas Tech defense is still very prominent, and they're being so dominant. And here's also what Coach Wells had to say about winning the turnover battle. He says, "We do so much good in terms of ball security as well as our takeaway circuit. Our guys, I think we have really bought into that, and they can see where they can help this program. And, you know, that's part of the plan to win. It's taking care of the ball. This week it was zero, right? It was 3-3. You saw what happened in the game. It means it is, you know. Game went to overtime. You know, I think if we have created another one or if we've given up one less, then the outcome could have been different." That's straight from head coach Matt Wells. Head coach Matt Wells right there on taking penalties. And he was also asked a question on being okay with effort penalties. You know, I say this to my young kids and, you know, all former athletes, we all know about this. Like, if you're going to mess up, make sure you mess up going full speed, because when you hesitate, that's when injuries happen, and that's when sometimes big plays happen. Sometimes you can mess up and go full speed and still end up making a play. Here's what Coach Matt Wells had to say about being okay with effort penalties. He said there are smart penalties. There's, you know, there are penalties we're trying to eliminate in this program. They're pretty snap post-whistle. And then when we're trying to live with penalties within the play, what's not smart, you know, 1st and 10, holding the run game by an offensive tackle, that's not very smart. 3rd and 10, and go daddy like James Lockhart, it will happen sometimes. A good player, a defensive holding or a pass interference down in the red zone, that's going to happen sometimes. You live to play another down. So what's the other down? The field goal. We almost blocked it. A little bit of low kick. He said a little bit of low kick, and Eli almost blocked it. And what? And that's what we have been talking about. So sometimes in penalties, saves a big time touchdown, which means the momentum does not raise up, especially when you're in somebody else's house and you're away team. Because once you get that big play, it's hard to get that momentum back. So what it's saying, you know, you gotta make them snap it again. Like I was recruited by Texas A&M. Shout out to Dennis Francione. Gave me my first scholarship, and his motto was, "What's the most important play? The next play." You know what I'm saying? The next play is the most important play. You know what I'm saying? So make it snap, make them snap it again. Coach Matt Wells is not saying that he wants his team to go out there and make penalties, but, you know, he's okay with effort penalties. You know what I'm saying? And also, and that just means, so just go full speed, go full throttle, because you never know. You never know. You know what I'm saying? And here's what he had to say on the running back, Sir Roderick Thompson. Let me hit the ghetto bell. Sir Roderick Thompson, man. He said the biggest thing he does, he gives you a little bit of extra energy and a little bit of juice, I think. He also says, I think he fires the whole lineup when he runs through arms tackles. I mean, for him to carry the ball 28 times is a testament to him and his durability. I'm proud of Sir Roderick. I think he played ball well. He caught the ball well. He protected well. You know, I think he had a breakout game. Very proud of him. This is what Matt Wells is saying about running back Sir Roderick Thompson. He went on to say, I think his practice habits has been very consistent and leading into the game. You know, in the meetings, his practice Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it's just been Sir Roderick is always there, and he's done a nice job. And I think he reaped some of the awards Saturday, and he played very well. And, yes, the Cyclones will be gunning on Mr. Sir Roderick Thompson this Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff right in Jones AT&T Stadium. They said they got to stop him, and they coming out to Jet Duffy and Mr. T.J. Vasher. Man, that's some people on the offensive ball who is really out there doing some big things for the Red Raiders. But I think, personally, we need to get Vasher more involved. I know now with Mr. Sir Roderick Thompson, yes, we're trying to get that run game, trying to get it up there, but I feel like they could be like a Zeke and Amari Cooper. You know what I'm saying? Zeke and Amari Cooper, because, shoot, once Zeke gets over 100 yards and you got that play fake, you know, then he can come up and dip it over to Amari Cooper, even though Amari Cooper's hurt right now for the Cowboys. But I feel like I'm talking about the Red Raiders, man. If we could control that run game this Saturday against them Cyclones and then pop up and just throw it up to Vasher. Oh, and he already making a one-handed catch. It's like, you know what I'm saying? But I really think these boys got a chance this Saturday, man. If you're a former Red Raider, we're going to be tailgating. Tailgating starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to be right in front of the engineering building. And right there, you know, you come inside the front of Texas Tech, and then you're going to make a right. Right there, you know, you can't drive, so you guys are going to have to walk. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like behind the Marshall Sharp Center, but it's going to be a big tent. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have the Double T Varsity Club. So shout out to the Varsity Club, you know what I'm saying, and Mr. Rodney Allison. Thanks for having that, man. For you guys, it's always free food, open bar. You know what I'm saying? So for all the Red Raiders that's coming back, make sure you respond to the email so we can go ahead and put your name down there too as well. I won't be there for long. I have to be there, then I have to go brush off for a couple hours, then I have to come back and watch the very end of the game. But for you guys that's looking to come back, man, make sure you respond to the Double T Varsity Club email. The tailgating starts at 8, and let's go ahead and wish our Red Raiders some love for this 2019 homecoming! Win, 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 win. Forget everything else and win, 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 win. Them boys ain't lit. Hey, win, 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 win. Stop chasing that. Win, 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 win. Hey, Millie, 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 Willie, stay like coffee. I'm tripping, y'all. But yo, make sure you guys go out and support the Red Raiders. 2019 homecoming kickoff starts at 11 a.m. at the Jones AT&T Stadium. Let's go, Matt Wells. Let's go, Antonio Upman, chief of staff of Texas Tech, former Red Raider too as well. Let's go, Mr. Villani. Let's go, all the former Red Raiders out there. Y'all keep doing y'all THANG. That's y'all thing. Keep it locked, man. That's a little bit of that Texas Tech talk. PDP Morning Show. Let's go. Aha!